Well, thank you so much. So, I had a thought today that I'd like to share with you. One of the reasons why we fast on our Torah B'Tevet, one of the reasons is, the Gemara says, in Megillah D'Abteh, in Spodan, in the Sforim HaKadoshim, that one of the Greek emperors or king at one point decided to impose the translation of the Torah. I think it's called the Septuaginta, Pardon? I know it's the German way, yeah, I know. So he put 70, I believe it was 70, it was exactly 70, Talmid Chachamim, secluded, they called him in, Gemara reports that they put 70 Talmid Chachamim into 70 different rooms, Bichlisam, the Gemara said, and they were all asked, and they were requested, they were forced to write the translation of the Torah. The idea, the agenda behind it was to prove them that the Torah is not true, because it was inevitable that the 70 translations, there's going to be some modification, some changes to translate something, always going to be some interpretation. And the agenda was that they're going to get something, and then the proof is going to be, oh look, he translated like this, he translated like that, obviously the Torah is not true. Cholera. And that was they put some, they didn't tell them why they had no contact between them. There was no communication, and they all were given 70 rooms. They wrote down the Torah. They had, I think, unlimited amount of time to write it. They wrote, and eventually, it was in Yud Shmaya that they all wrote exactly the same translation, word by word. The translation was absolutely correct, and there was no change whatsoever. They all translated, interpreted the Torah exactly the same, identical way, and they brought down the 70 translations, and their plan was foiled, and translation was correct and exact, they all had the same translation. So this was the first time the Torah was translated, and whilst the Yevonim didn't have, they used that translation of the Torah in the future, and it was the first registered translation of the Torah. Now what's interesting is, okay, so therefore, there was actually a huge Kiddush Hashem, because it was meant to be a proof against the Torah, but on the contrary what happened was they all translated the same way, with the Ruach HaKodesh, with the Shabbat Shema, they all translated exactly the same way, it was a great Kiddush Hashem. So really the question can be asked, why is it, if that's the case, if that's what happened, that's what the Gemara says, so why is it a reason for a tainus? Why is it the fact that they translated the Torah, and of course there was a tragedy behind it, there was a tragic circumstances, in fact they were forced into it, and the fact that it was imposed, and but ultimately there was a kid of them emerging from it, because they all translated the same way, and nobody got harmed. So on the contrary, if you say that, it was a very positive experience. Why is it that that's one of the reasons for our Torah B'Tevet? That's one of the reasons why we fast on our Torah B'Tevet. So what's so negative about it? Really, it's quite a positive element to it. Question? Good question?
We've got to ask,
absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. So I thought today of the following reason. I don't know if it's true. I didn't see it anywhere, so I could be completely wrong. So I think that it's a breach, but ultimately what the problem over here is, it was a breach in the Kedushas of HaTorah, that what happened was, all the 70 translated exactly the same way, but from, we know the Torah is the ultimate, in fact, the way it's written in front of us, it's the ultimate truth, it's the Emet Amito, it's the Torah, and always when there's going to be a translation, inevitably there's going to be some interpretation, inevitable. So therefore, it's true there was a Kiddush Hashem from the fact that they all translated the same way, but it's a side point. Really what happened was over here, what really happened was the Torah from Lost HaKodesh, from the word of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it was now translated for the first time. The fact that the Torah was translated, however correctly, however accurately, but it's not the same Kiddush anymore as before. There is now, it's a breach in the Kiddush of the Torah. First, it was just in the language of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The way the Torah was given in fire, Baal Sinai was given in fire, and it was given in the Lashon HaKodesh, in the Hashem's language, in Hashem's words. And now there was a registered translation, which may be done in the best possible way. It was written by 70 G'dayla Hadoya. But ultimately, it's not the same anymore. It's not the same tradition anymore. And that breach was forced. It was forced. Not hinders on them. It was forced. But ultimately, it's not quite the same anymore. It wasn't quite the same. And hence, there's room for hinders. Because it's a breach in tradition of that Torah. I don't know what you think about it. Could that be a plausible explanation? Yeah? So I was just, he reminded me of a story that I heard about the Heilige Brisker of Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker, there was a cousin. Now it's easy for me to talk because my voice is absolutely flat and half. So it's easy for me to talk. But there was a cousin who was mamash like a world famous cousin. I don't know who he was. A world famous cousin who was mamash, literally world famous. And he went up to Reb Chaim Brisker and he told Reb Chaim Brisker that, I hope, please Reb Chaim Brisker, give me a bracha. Reb Chaim Brisker is a Gaon Hador. He said, give me a bracha that when Mashiach comes, I will be able to sing in the kapella. I'll be able to sing with near the Mashiach to Cana, I don't know if it was a lady or not, to sing by Mashiach Elevim. I'll be able to sing when Mashiach comes. My voice can be used for in Beit HaMikdash when Mashiach to Cana comes in the kapella of the, and I'll be able to sing and use my voice for that. That was a bracha. Sounds like a nice bracha. That he wanted from Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker answered on the spot. And he said, I think you can sing. When Mashiach is going to come to sing, you'll be able to sing. You think you can sing anywhere near the Beis HaMikdash? He told me you're going to burn from the Kedusha. That's what he replied. So if you're going to burn from the Kedusha. You're going to, there's nothing going to be left for you. That's what Reb Chaim Brisker said. Because he obviously felt that he hasn't got that level. I don't know exactly who that person was, and I don't know what he exactly... But the implication of the story was, Reb Chaim Brisker, the Kedusha is the Kedusha of the mitzvah. We sometimes forget that. It's ace. And I just thought that this is maybe something that to ponder and to think about on our sober table. Kedusha is our prayer. Okay. Having said that, we're up to Simon Kuf Pei Dalet. And we'll be learning tonight in Mitzvah Shem, the halachas of benching. We'll be discussing the following halachas in Mitzvah Shem. Do you need to bench where you ate? Yes or no? Or can you bench? Can you eat? And afterwards, move on and bench elsewhere. Can you do that? Or not? Can you bench elsewhere? Or not? Can you bench somewhere? Do you have to bench up to where you ate? Or can you bench elsewhere? That's going to be one question. If we say that you can't, and we're going to see from that it's not ideal, can you just eat something in the second place? Will that solve the matter? What do you think? You just eat somewhere? No? That wouldn't help. And we'll be discussing also what about if you have a shakol. Do you need to make the bracha according to where you ate? Or can you be elsewhere? Good. And we'll be discussing also, which I hope we'll reach the tape, which we'll be discussing how long can you bench? How long can you bench for what you ate? If you finished your dessert and now you had a bit of a break, how long can you bench for? How long can you bench? Moshe, any idea? 7 minutes. Okay, we'll see if that's true or not. Simon Cook, page Dallas, bottom of page 176. Likvaya bracha, to fix the book, you say the bracha, the mokhoim, the place of the meal. Veda, the atkamo yocha levorech, and until how long a person can bench. Umi, the shochok, but I break, what's the locha somebody forgotten to bench? You boy, what's the ethim, and his boss, he licks the ethim into the locha. Mi shochal demokrin ech, or the person who ate in one particular place. Korich! He must! The borich bench, kodim shakub in koima, before he leaves the place, before he uproots the place, before he leaves the place, he must bench. Ein el simkub ein chet. He must bench where he ate. The aim lost him in koima, and if he left the place, top of the page, v'loi beirach, and he forgot he didn't bench, now it depends. Im hayab amazed, if this was intentional, he just couldn't be bothered benching, and he says, I'm going to go elsewhere, I'll do it, I'll sort myself out later. If it was that kind of negligence, then on good attitude, I'll bench later, I'm going to move out. If it was amazed, then Yachtan Kremivas and Chorim said, he must go back. Go back, go back, go back where you come from, you have to bench there. The Imbech, the Makum Shinizka, and if you bench to where you remember, Yotzo B'gevet Yoyotze anyway. So we're learning that Lechat Chila, you should certainly bench where you ate. And now, if you left B'mezit, then we ask you to go back, If it was b'shaykek, you can stay, but that's not ideal. It's early, but yeah, but if you bench, you left your place, it's fine, but you have it as well. Hagot. But that's girl, that's the Rambam. A Rambam. This is the opinion of the Rambam. But that's a Rosh, but according to the shita of the Rosh, that's virale, who holds the af b'shaykek, even b'shaykek, makes no difference if a shaykek who makes it. Either way, Yaksel and Kremel Chathchila, you should either way Chathchila return to place where initially ate. The maid is after Gevet or Yosra. The Rosh holds now. If it was the maid, it goes even further now. If it was the maid, the Rosh says, you can't, in your bench now, where in your second place, so say you ate you washed for breakfast, and now you went to the office, and you haven't benched, and now you're in the office, you want a bench, and it depends. If it was the shirk, you could simply forgotten, it's forgotten to bench, you'll say, okay, fine, you can bench over here now. But if it was, they made it, and it was negligence initially, you run, and say, I'm going to bench in the office, we'll be alright, I'll bench in the office, and you're left with the knowledge and the made it, intentionally, you intended to bench in the office, and then you say, no, you can't bench it now, go back home and bench at home. And if you did bench in the office, no, you're not yet then. Here my Rabbi Shaykh, he was the Shaykh, the Rambam, he was the Shaykh, the Rambam, the Rambam, you should bench where you remembered, the Rabbi Ben Yoyin, the Rosh, come we ask them, come we bench. Either way, the Chathchil, you should certainly go back for where you ate, but the Mezit is you have to, and the Shaykh will be there, but it's okay to bench in the second place. So I think that what we need to remember here is, if a person has intention to bench in the second place, that, according to many historians, it's totally, you won't even be able to bench in that place. You're not even right there if you bench in that in the office. You won't even go. You have to go back. But now there's an eater. When he all this says, if you haven't got any bread, if you have got nothing left, but if you have a bit of bread with you, remains of bread with you, Yoichat Amokimashini, it's a simple answer. You're in the office now? Okay, you have a slice of bread? Okay, go for it, have a bit more bread now. Not, even a little bit, but you're going and you can bench. Rak, only Shiloh Yeroig, you mustn't be hungry, Machilah Rishona, from the first eating. You mustn't be hungry yet. So again, so Konoch is about it. So you, what happened was that you asked for breakfast. Did what happened? Wasn't for breakfast? Okay, you asked for breakfast, and then say you forgot to bench. Say you forgot to bench. Or even if it was intentional, but let's talk about you forgot. And you went to school, or you went to the office, or you went to whatever. And now you want a bench. Now we're learning, if it's a story gig, it's acceptable, you can bench. If it was amazing, you must have to go back home. So Chanukh says, there's a very posh to eat there. You know what you can do? Have a bit of bread now. If you have a bread now, you're fine. You continue your meal now, and that's fine. Why is that fine? Because now it's as if you had a meal in two places. So fine, in the second place, you carried on eating, you can bench now. Now, the Mishokonot makes the condition, as long as you're not hungry from the, if it's long time has gone through, from Achilah Rishona, if you're hungry from the first eating, then you can't do that. Why not? Pardon? New Achilah. Very good. It's as if you're hungry again, it's a new meal. Yeah.
Benching at the office within 72 minutes.
Good, we'll get to the 72 minutes, we'll get that CK, we'll get that sorted. Yeah. Oh, so it's true that it really would have said as well, but over here it's just it's continuing the meal. It's a good point really. It's actually a very good point about Hesachadat. But we consider it the continuation of the meal. And then except for it's fine. Mm-hmm. You're right about Boch Rishon, let me just cut mute. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah of Kovichet says, this is even, the Kovichet, Mishnah Berurah says, Yerchad Mokom Hashem, Vafilip means it, even if it was intentional, Mahani HaTakonet, it will help. And you can eat in a second place. Shiloh Yerchad Khan, you should eat now in a second place. Pass, bread, Dovah Muet, a little bit. Then first level Kila Birkas Amotzi, you will not need to make Amotzi, as you're suggesting, you don't need to make Amotzi. For Lo Birkas Amotzi no Mashiku Achal, and you don't need to make Birkas Amotzi on the first eating, V'achal Chilas Pas, Shebekan, and that second time you're eating bread now, you will make Amotzi, you can bench, V'yad and Achila Shochem Mokem Acha, and this benching will serve for both eating. Now, Rabbi Tzai, how much do you need to eat for that bread? Second, the bread you're eating in the office now, how much do you need to eat? Oh, the thing is that seven mishnebuim says cotton test a famous chiddush. Me'at ha'ina filu pachs mikzayis mishnebu holds, and it's not everybody agrees to that. Mishnebu holds it can be even less than a kizayis. You can just have now in the office, just have a tiny bit of bread, and that will be fine. Now, can you eat? She says it needs to be bread or not. What if you have biscuits there? Is that good enough? So it's even the mazes. So you have now in the second place. You want to continue eating. You don't have any. You don't have any bread there. You don't want to step back home and bench. You want to eat something where you are now. So we're learning you can have bread and that will do the job. Now what if you don't have bread? You have biscuits there. Can you just have biscuits? Yes? You say biscuits fine. You think biscuits no good? What would you say? Okay. What if it's not biscuits and if it's fruit? Has it ever happened to you such a case? You forget to bench, and then you realize it's within 72 minutes, and now you want a bench. Then you eat something, but you need to eat after bread. If you eat bread, it's fine. So Shavuot says as follows. The third line of the second paragraph. For dafke b'mokam ha'shen yochal gam ken pas. You need to eat dafke bread. Avot ha'peres v'kislin, but any other food, it seems, sounds like, even mezonos, even if it's more than a kizayit, it won't help. You must eat bread. You're not going to have to eat bread. You're not going to eat bread. If it's even the zonis, it's not good enough. It must be bread. So it's a good idea. If that happens, you can have a bit of bread and you'll be alright. But nothing else. No. It won't do the job. No. You need to be bread. Yeah. It needs to be bread. It needs to be bread. Yeah. And must will be fine as well. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm asking Adam for sure. Now the shaila is, yeah, that's all within the 72 minutes. Good. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and says, Gemal, yes, oimim, some say, shekol shivat aminim, t'unim brocha l'achenim koimam. Some say that this halacha, that you must bench where you ate, doesn't only apply for bread, it also applies to shivat aminim too. So say, for instance, what would be the example? Shivat Aminim. If you had Shivat Aminim, you had any of the Shivat Aminim, so the Shulchan Aruch says, you're going to have to eat them, and then you're going to have to bend in the place where you ate them. If it's elsewhere, it's no good. No. No. Good. So, the halacha, there is another halacha that you have to eat it in it, you have to make the bracha as soon as possible. But the fact that you were elsewhere, it doesn't really matter as far as that is concerned. In terms of the plate, there is halacha with regards to bread, you must bench where you ate, and there is halacha we're learning now with regards to shivat haminim, and there is some holes with regards to alamishu as well, but certainly with regards to shakot, that halacha itself doesn't really apply. Absolutely. So we'll get to the 72 minutes. We'll get as far as that is concerned. That's two halachas really. We have to appreciate that. There's one halacha that some foods require the bracha chayim to be said in the place where you ate. That's one halacha. Then there's another halacha, there's a time limit. And that's a different halacha. That's the 72 minutes. We'll get to that shortly. That's two different halachas. With regards to the place, bench, where you ate, that's something specific with regards to bread, with regards to main cholesh and shivat aminim. But with regards to shakol, you could really bench elsewhere. Let's see what he says over here. So in Mishnah Berurah it says cotton You need to make the bracha achrona where you ate it. The example will be biscuits. You need to ensure to make the bracha achrona where you ate them. So if you go to a kiddush, and you're going to have, what will be a good example? You're making kiddush and then you're having some cake. Don't say, okay, I'm going to have some more cake when I get home. I'll finish off there. I'm going to have my second course there. Actually, my fourth course there. You have to make the bracha achrona where you ate. You have to have the bracha because it's bracha achrona bracha tinum and koma.
What about room?
So, room, good question. We got to room. So the Mishnah earlier said that if it's in the same house, it's okay. Yeah, it's heavy. Yeah, if it's in the same house, Mishnah wants to come out of that, that's fine. Yeah. It could be outside, yeah, it could be
outside,
that's fair. Okay, continue the Shulchan Aruch with the following halacha. Ochal, if he ate, the aiming of the bear speaker from Muslim now, he forgot he could bench. Quite sad, but he forgot he could bench. He totally forgot, but did I bench now or not? I haven't got a clue. He just doesn't remember if he's benched or not. So he needs to bench again. Misopek. Why is that? Because it's the Raisa. And therefore, what's the rule? The Raisa Sopek the Raisa Nachumah. Sopek the Raisa Nachumah. Sopek the Raisa Nachumah. It's a very interesting, beautiful, beautiful Lomdish Shaila here. That's the Mamas Lomdish Shaila. Yeah, but there's nothing right to override it. What is the halacha? Now, what part of benching is the right there? Is all benching the right there? Good. First part. Fourth, that's right. First brachas. First two brachas. First three brachas. Fourth brachas, yeah. So, yeah, from the fourth brachas. So, the shayla is, so the rest is not the right there. For now. If we say we need to bench because of Sofek D'Raisa L'Chomra, so what's my question going to be? So, you should only bench first three brachas. And if that's like a sword, you need to bench the rest or not? You say, Sofek D'Raisa L'Chomra, you only need to bench the first three, what would you say? First three only? It's probably not. Oh! Package deal. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very good. Just give me what you're trying to? Or why? Okay, but you realize there's a chiddush over here. The chiddush over here is that what the heter to actually say for bracha on. Because if we said Sofek D'Raisa L'Chomra, then you have to bench first few brachas. But the rest is Sofek D'Raisa L'Chomra L'Kula. So really I'm going into a shayla of a bracha in vain. Or bracha, why are you saying those brachas? There's no real entitlement to say those brachas because it's a drabbanon, so it's a drabbanon kula. So why are you saying those brachas again? So it's a bit of a silence. But you are right. The Shemun says a very interesting story of here. He says, "Kotni is gemal soich lemon chayim god yekus lemozni meat." First, he forgot that's where they said it not. He needs to bench the whole benching. Afroch reviyit, even the fourth one to anyone drabbanon shalom drabbanon. And now comes the crucial five words. Kihecha the loy. That we don't want it to become, we don't want people to be disrespectful and uninterested in the second part of benching. So while it's really true that Sofek D'Raisa L'Chomra would tell me that you need to bench only bracha 1, 2 and 3, but it's true, and the rest is the Rabbanon, but because we don't want people to say, the last part of benching is nothing, the Gornish doesn't matter, we don't want people to have that attitude towards it, therefore, consequently, The halacha is something derived for the chumra indeed, but the rest we're going to ensure the benches as well. Package deal indeed for the respect of the whole bench. Yeah.
Can't you say that it's the benching itself which is derived?
No, because it's not. Because the maestah, the full bracha on is the rabbanon. We're going to see more of that later soon. The maestah, it is only with the rabbanon. It really is. Yeah, so, now the mishnah adds that, there's two more shalas here. We'll maybe speak about that tomorrow, Hashem. To recap what we covered tonight, we spoke about likvaya bracha makom suda, the rule, the concept that you bench where you ate. And this applies if you got to big as a Muslim. You need to bench where you ate. If you find yourself in a second place, depends if it's the right of the Rabbonon, the Maizel Chatzchila for sure you should go back. But you have it, if it's Beshoikik, you can bench where you are now. And the Maizel, however, according to many Rishonim, you must return. We learned also, there's a very posh Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? If you find yourself in a second place without having benched, posh Eitzah. You eat a bit now. And we said, interestingly, you don't need to make a second block on that. And we learned that only applies to us to bread. Anything else, you won't help. You need to eat bread in the second place. It doesn't need to be a kazayik, it could be even less than that. But you can eat there and you'll be alright. You can bench there. We also learned that if a person may eat Shiva Tamini, we should also bench in the place where he ate it. And we also learned the Chamishay Minedogon as well. Any grain, any mezoinas, you should also bench Dafka where you ate. We also learned that if you go up to a Sofek, if a person forgot whether he's benched or not, then he should, we said the rule of Sofek, the right to the Chumah applies, and we learned it doesn't only apply to the right part of benching, it actually applies to the second part as well. And more on that tomorrow, Mr. Hashem.
Good. Thank you very much.